Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Bye-bye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to my channel. We are in the 15th Excel worksheet of psychological astrological tests. This one is more along the lines of time experience. This also pertains to your experience of reality and how you perceive it. Typically, spiritual people tend to go into soul level without understanding the psychological level first. That would be an error in my opinion, because all you're functioning from first is your mental energy, yes? Your mind, your thought process, your psyche, your subconscious mind. So experience as association or dissociation typically means, are you experiencing your reality with complete sort of binding or detached way? Are you attached or are you detached? So the neuro-linguistic system, which is what this test is about, it shows whether you are working in a sort of associated way or a dissociated way with reality at any time. So these are about 20 to 30 common questions which you can reply yes to here in the answer box, and this pie chart is going to change. The link is in the description box. You can download these Excel worksheets and do it yourself. Now, why am I approaching this psychological to astrological? And there's a reason for everything that I'm doing. The reason here being, if we understand or if we take the starting point of analyzing our own functioning as a mind, as a psyche, as unconscious and subconscious both put together, how are you experiencing your reality in different contexts? That's what we are doing with all these worksheets. Then you typically understand what planet is dominant as functioning in your psyche. Not as a predictive means, but as a means of stretching our knowledge or bridging our knowledge from psychology to astrology. That's the purpose of the exercise. Okay. So you take these common everyday questions. Each question has two options, as you can see. How you engage in social events and parties, for example, the fourth question. Being actively involved, feeling excitement and energy of the crowd, A, which is association typically, or observing the event and people, enjoying the atmosphere without feeling deeply involved. That is dissociation, as you can obviously see. So the test case here has a 50% association and 50% dissociation mode of functioning or mode of experiencing. It's a way of experiencing in much the similar way as time experience. You can draw parallels with time experience, by the way, because it's the way you experience reality. These are very subtle psychological and deep innate drives that we have. Experience, let's go through this text. For example, association is when the experience is felt to be part of you, or that you are a part of the experience. You seem to be identified with the experience or connected somehow with it. You see what I'm saying? This is more like being in time. Association is similar to in time experience. Association is useful when you want to feel more connected or one with a pleasant experience or a past powerful experience or a future desirable state. It can be anywhere in time, not necessarily in the present moment. Like if you're projecting, if you're imagining something in the future, your life or your career, let's say you want to achieve a CEO post. So you're imagining yourself connected to that experience very powerfully is association. Dissociation, on the other hand, is when you feel you're watching, listening to, or observing an event from the outside, sort of a detached mode of observing reality, more of an observational mode rather than a participatory mode. Association is more participatory. You're in it. You're feeling all the pain, pleasure, burns, everything in it. But dissociation is stepping back from it, saying, this is happening to my body, or this is happening to my mind, or this is happening, I am feeling such and such at this moment. It's a very crucial, very finely defined psychological aspect. So it'll be very useful, even if this is common, in time experience and through time, as well as association and dissociation, to see how well you are connected with reality. Forget the astrology. Even if you're just doing this for the psychological evaluation, if you're a child psychologist, a mentor, a coach, a counselor, this will be very useful to take for your subjects. Dissociation is useful when you want to feel free from past pain, present stress, or when there is a future goal towards which you want to be motivated. Now, dissociation is what spirituality or most contemporary spiritual practices encourage you to get into. Dissociate your ego, yourself, from the event or from your mental thought processes in order to watch, listen as detached or as you are observing from outside. Sort of like saying, I observe my own thought processes as if I'm just looking at it. This is what most spiritual practices will encourage you to do, one way or the other. Detach from it. The whole concept of detachment from mental process, or feeling the bodily pains, or feeling the emotional pains, right? So dissociation is typically used when there's a lot of pain being felt. There's a lot of energy that one is not able to release, or it has solidified in the system, mental, physical, emotional, wherever it may be. Like it says, it's useful when you want to feel free from association. Too much association is bad, and dissociation is used to dissociate. Psychologists and psychiatrists typically use this a lot in their practice. Yes. So that's one thing to keep in mind. I'm going deep dive into this because this is so subtle, yet we function in this all the time. Now let's see the astrological aspects. Astrologically speaking, in my opinion, association has more to do with Mercury. Mercury looks sideways, like I said. The glance of the planets is one thing which is neglected a lot in astrology. Mercury has got a glance as a planet which is sideways. So it looks to the left and the right. It looks for company. It looks to associate with an event. It is the third house of skills. I'm talking astrological aspects now. Third house of skills, sixth house of work, daily routines, where you are strongly associated with a task, a skill, something you are cultivating, something you are consciously working on, although it comes from the subconscious or the unconscious mind, that's Mercury. Mercury is more of an associative kind of planet. Jupiter, on the other hand, is dissociation. Jupiter likes to disengage, detach, and observe, sort of as a neutral observer. You're standing back, you're not wanting to have too much to do with the experience, you just want to watch and learn. So you might say, in this context, Jupiter comes as a learning master. It is also a teacher, but it is more of a perfect learner. The teacher himself is a perfect learner, isn't it, in this context? When can you learn from something? When is the real knowledge of anything as their experience, because we are talking about experience here, when is the experience really distilling some sense of worth or knowledge, what you call as knowledge, knowing, right? That's what Jupiter is responsible in your chart for. It is responsible for distilling the knowledge when you are detached or dissociated from whatever is going on sort of in front of you. Okay? So if you take this test and if you find more of detachment, you are more of an observational kind of talented person. If you are in an association kind of, then Mercury is strong in your chart, wherever that might be. Okay? That's the way we analyze this. So take this test, download it. Link is in the description box. And I will see you in the next with the next worksheet. Take care, be safe.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you. With 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.